Quebec.
4CBA Mobile.
4IQ.
Oh, what are you doing out and about this morning?
I'm out here at my screen porch. Cooling down. That's what I'm doing. Sipping on my coffee. And Sarge, my bulldog, decided to get up, so he came out here with me. He hadn't been fed yet. He'll let me know in a minute, though.
My dogs are funny because it's like she can tell time, and boy, daylight saving time. I mean, we went back to Eastern Standard Time. Boy, it really messed her up. And now we're gonna get back to daylight saving time. It's gonna mess her up again, but maybe in a good way because she'll be getting it earlier. But we just feed her once a day, and but she knows when feeding time is, and how she knows, I don't know, because she can't tell time.
How'd this thing get moved back so far? I'll have to check this out. Benny, I think it's all a matter of perspective. If you could communicate from the dog's view, they'd say no. Didn't mess me up. It messed my owners up. She's not the one that changed it. It was you. It's all a matter of perspective, I guess. And I feed our dogs twice. Once in the morning when I get up, or they're up. And Toby's always up when I'm up. He comes upstairs. If he's not already upstairs, he comes upstairs and helps me get dressed and do everything. But Sarge is usually still asleep down here. So, but anyway, I feed them one cup of dry food in the morning and one cup in the afternoon. So they have those times, two times, really, really good. And the one in the afternoon, they'll come get me if I forget. They're there.
I'll be sitting in the recliner, and I'll get up, and she'll just start jumping around like, you know, oh boy, he's gonna feed me. And I'll just look at her and go, not yet. So,
radio table back to where it was. I don't know how all the stuff got pushed back. What it means is that my cable's not long enough. If I'm not careful, I'll just pull the radio off, which I did a while ago. So I'm in the process of trying to get everything back where it was. All right, well, where are you going this morning?
To, I think it's called Waffle King. It's on 85, and it's 85 North. It's on the right there, and that's about all the description I can give you. It's about 45 minutes from, or an hour from where I'm at. I meet a buddy of mine. He's in, he lives in, I can't remember where they moved to, some little town, and obviously I can't think of the name of it. You don't hear much about, it on the news, not much action going on there.
That sounds pretty good to me. It's Thursday, so I think that's the day you normally go to breakfast with them. Is that but you used to go somewhere else. Don't remember it being a waffle restaurant.
Well, this all started years ago, and back in the 90s, and we ate breakfast every Sunday morning, and then we went and set up for worship because we were renovating the auditorium, and we set up in the gym, and then we had to tear down because the gym had to be used during the week for daycare. So, and we've just been, this has kind of been a tradition, and then he moved to Waynesville, Hendersonville, and so we'd meet like once a month or so, and then now he's in wherever he is, I can't remember. It's kind of in the lower mid part of the state, kind of the eastern part of the state. But we're both about an hour from this Waffle King. I think it's called Waffle King. I may be wrong. I've been there once. Been by it a bunch of times, just never stopped. Didn't look very enticing to me, but anyway. So we've been doing the breakfast thing for a while, but of course now we just get together about once every other month or so because it's such a long drive. We just like to keep up. He was in the Marine Corps and just a good buddy.
Be able to keep up like that. I got my friend in Birmingham. It's kind of the same situation, but don't drive to breakfast. Sounds like a lot of fun. You can't always tell by how the food is based on the appearance of it. You know, not always, but probably most of the time. I don't know. So you get a waffle. I know you're kind of particular about what you eat. So, are you a waffle man?
CBA. I would eat probably three or four waffles if I could, but that's how much I like them. But I'd just get sausage and bacon. I can eat all the meat I want. So anyway, now IHOP has a pancake I can eat. It's a whole grain, I think, thing. And so I get that when I go there and get sugar-free syrup. And I pile on the butter. I can have all the butter I want. So it works out pretty good there. I wish this place was IHOP. It would make the visit a little more pleasant.
Waffle King, man, I tell you what, I'm hungry this morning. My mate Dave was over there, KN4UBG.
Well, exactly where is that located? I mean, what is that, Spartanburg or what city? Listening to my chain drive, and it was 15 years old, and I put up one of those belt drive things. It's a Genie, and boy, that thing is nice. It's quiet as a mouse. I mean, you can sneak in now, so I guess I'm going to have to put me up some cameras or something so I know when my wife's coming in.
Does it have the
I don't know. I couldn't see the benefit from that because, well, I could see the benefit, but we just got, I think it's like a 3/4 horsepower, or it might be a 1 horsepower, I can't remember, and, but it has, we programmed it to our cars, and it comes with a keypad for, you know, outside the garage, and so I got that up and got it programmed, and of course it comes with 2 little key fobs, but we don't even use those.
Out there that, you know, probably ain't 2 or 3 months old and done put them up.
stuff out there just day and time. I mean, you can do a little bit of everything with it. You can get pieces you can add on to them things too that will actually let you know when the door is raised up and when the door is closed. They make a thing that you can sew on your nightstand beside your bed. And that way if the kids or something come in at night and they leave the garage door open, well, it shows a light saying that the door is up and you can push a button on that thing and it closes the door. There's all kinds of gadgets you can buy for them things. But they work out well. Well, how you doing this morning, Bill? I don't want to leave you out. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Kevin. We're doing pretty good. I'm out here on the screen porch. I've got a long sleeve t-shirt on. So I'm starting to get kind of cold. It's actually raining out here. It's not raining a lot. It's more of a drizzle. But it is raining out here. And my cup of coffee is about empty. And I've got this radio's got, I'm using the little tiny speaker in this radio, and sometimes I have a problem hearing you, Kevin. I mean, I hear you, but I can't tell what you're saying. There's so much noise in the background. Part of that's probably my ears as well, but that's why I was just kind of laying back here just trying to listen. But I'm going to have to go anyway. I don't mean to just run once you come in, but I need to go inside. I need to fill my coffee cup up, and I need to get warm. I just came out here to see what it was like, and I found out. So anyway, I'm going to turn it back to you, Dave, and have a safe drive down there. And Kevin, watch yourself in Greenwood. Sound like you got another busy day. You've been going down there a lot, I know. That's a pretty good drive. All right, Dave, go ahead and take it. KB4CB8 is N4IQ. I'm going to go ahead and get out. N4IQ.
Okay, well, I don't know what that is, but anyway, KB4CBA. All right, Bill, get you another cup of Java and... Yeah, you know, they need to design the HF rigs with the coffee pot on the side. Maybe I'll come out with that. But anyway, good to talk to you this morning. And I am getting on 85. Y'all say a prayer for me. In this Mustang. Sometimes I get frustrated behind the wheel anyway, but in this Mustang, sometimes I do some crazy stuff. If I get behind some slowpoke. Good one, KB4CBA Mobile.
side, but I've only got the repeater for about, I don't know, maybe a minute. But yeah, y'all have a good one out that way, man. We'll holler back at y'all a little bit later. I don't know what it is. I don't have too good of service down here in Greenwood anymore. I used to have good service, but I don't have it no more. I'm actually going to try another antenna tomorrow morning on the way down here. I got a Washington mag mount. I'm going to stick it up here and see if it'll do better than this little bitty antenna, because that might be my problem. But I'll say 73 to you, and you be careful on 85 out there. I'm down here where Cokesbury Road turns off 254. Takes you out to the east side of Greenwood. But we'll say 73 is there, buddy. And anybody sitting back listening, well, I'll let y'all a little later on. KN4 UBG, I'll say 73 and I'll be clear.
All right, Kevin, have a good one, man. Take care. Enjoyed it. KB4CBA.
See you, Kevin. Talk to you next time. Hey, David, W4NGU.
What are you doing this morning?
Just driving along. I was listening to your food diet there, or your regimen, I guess is the word I'm looking for. Got a friend that I eat with him about 2 days a week at work, and for years he's eaten about 3 or 4 hamburger patties and then a salad, or I guess you call it a salad, consisting of black olives, shredded carrots, and some dressing. That's all he'll eat every day.
Got some weight.
Well, not a great deal. I don't know. Maybe he can't hold to that at home when he's got to eat with the family. And he runs some. He's not a big boy, but he's not a beanpole either.
Well, when I started my Atkins diet, I was still playing tennis, and so I know that helped. I only played, I don't know, probably 1-2 days a week, but we had a good workout, and so anyway, I was changing the subject. I'm just trying to figure out where this Waffle King is on 85. I've been there one time, and I had it in my map quest, but I can't find it.
Spartanburg up there around on the right where that Gibson Motors used to be that ripped everybody off and closed up and was in the news. Is it right in there somewhere?
That's a Roger.
Has enticed me to stop, but I'm not really up that way for breakfast. If I'm traveling, I usually get something in Spartanburg and before I get on the road, so that's not really where I eat breakfast, but you'll have to let us know.
One time, and my friend Dennis picked the spot. It's about the halfway point from where he lives and from where I live, so that's kind of why he picked it. And you know, of course, he can eat waffles. He eats anything he wants to.
Is that the guy that you used to meet on 25 at that little restaurant?
Yeah, the little coffee pot.
Different for variety.
He was in Hendersonville, and then they moved closer to their children and grandchildren. And, in fact, they're about a mile away now from them. And, it's kind of in the, south, well, it's southeast of here, and it's about an hour. Well, it's about an hour's drive to the Waffle King for him, and about the same for me.
Man, I tell you, those grandchildren strike again.
They move a good bit. They, gosh, they've lived several places in the Greenville area, and, you know, so they started off in that. When I met him, he was living in that floodplain down there. I can't remember the name of the street, but it was over there in Berea, and so I guess. Whoever it was, the county, I guess, bought their house, and they moved into, I can't remember the subdivision, but they just built that subdivision on State Park Road there, just beyond where you turn to go up Harris Mountain, and it's... It's on the right. And then they moved to Hendersonville from there. And they've been there a good many years, so I guess they figured they would finish out their days a little bit closer to their kids.
I had another friend lived up here, and he moved to Florida to be near his grandkids, so I know it's a powerful magnet. Gosh, I hope that doesn't happen to me. Anyway, because I like this area. I don't want to move just for the sake of grandkids, but who knows what could happen in years to come.
Yeah, you never know. Well, two or three years ago, if you told me I was going to be living in my parents' house, I'd have told you I was crazy. You're crazy, so. Anyway, it's just amazing. How things change.
Well, did you order your 6-meter antenna, or are you going to get you a crossbander? Radio.
I haven't decided. I'm not in a hurry to do either one. So, let me ask you another question about this Waffle King or whatever it's called. Is it on the old 85, or is it on the new section that they built?
I know it's on the frontage road you got to get off to get to it. I don't pay much attention to it, but it seemed like it was on the right up that way.
All right. I'm just having a hard time picturing... figuring out where it is. Anyway, I'll get there. I may have to call Dennis and see if he's got his cell phone with him.
Is it not in Waze for your GPS?
Find it. It puts in Waffle King in Murphy, North Carolina. It shows the nearest one, so I may have the title wrong, the name wrong. It may be something else. I know it might be Mr. Waffle. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Well, I'd try that. That might work. Another topic, no rush on, but give some thought as to what you might think it would take for us to finish up our job on that Pontiac. I guess at this point, there's nothing you can put it in the tank to revive what might be in there. I guess we just had going to have to drop the gas tank and get the kerosene out of it. Is that the procedure?
See what's in there and go from there. We can. The only thing that would be a real death sentence to the tank would be if it's got rust in it. But other than that, I can't really think of anything else that we can't clean out. But anyway, we'll just cross that bridge when we come to it. We can check the fuel pump operation from just letting it suck some gas up out of a gas can, and if it'll do that, then it's working. So, and then the other issue would be the carburetor, make sure it's not clogged up. But we'll just, we'll just have to see.
Well, if we had to replace the gas tank, that doesn't seem like an economical item, and I'd have to have some way to get the car up off the ground, all that kind of stuff. Sounds pretty involved. Might have to be moved to a location it can be worked on. But that wouldn't be impossible either. And just put a chain on it, pull it out, and put it on a trailer. But I don't know, like you say, we'll have to cross that bridge. But I would like to kind of finish up that project and determine what I'm going to do with it. Really love to keep it just for the, not because it's worth any money to speak of, but you sit in that car and wish I could drive, wish I was old enough to drive, and it still smells the same inside. So, I'd kind of like keep it around if I could just keep it from going to pieces.
For those days, and, more sentimental value than there's, I wish I had my dad's old 63 Plymouth Fury. I'd love to have that car. And, but anyway, but we'll see, we'll see what we can do here. You can wait till it warms up just a tad.
I won't say on the air, but I went over to somebody's house recently, and I didn't even know he was interested in antique cars, and he's got a museum quality, actually came out of a museum, 1930 Ford. And I mean, that thing is pristine beautiful. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Well, I can't say that I've even seen a 30 Ford. Except on TV. Or in a book or a magazine or something, or online. But any of those pre-war cars are they bring good money.
Years old, and he found somewhere. Seemed like he said in Tennessee that that they make tires for such as that. So it's drivable. He drives it. He says about 500 miles a year just to keep it running good. And he said, come on over, we'll take a spin, bring Teresa, and we'll take a spin in this baby. Now, that would be fun.
To ride in one, and that'd be a lot of fun. I guess the oldest car I ever rode in was a 49 Ford. Uncle TJ, my dad's younger brother, had it when he was in school, and and he is working on his master's, and at Eastman School of Music in New York, and he said that thing burned a quarter oil every 100 miles.
Just broke in good.
I'm sure it was probably like a flathead 6 or something, but it was all he could afford at the time, so he just endured it, and he had this 5-gallon can. I'll never forget. I wish I had that can because I could sell it to Frank on the American Pickers. He'd buy it in a heartbeat. Had big old Texaco emblem on it, and it had 30 weight oil in it, and that's what he poured in it. And when he got rid of that car, he put it in my grandmother's garage, and we used it in the lawnmower until it ran out. Knowing what I know now, I wish I'd have kept that can.
My grandfather had a Model T, and he sold it. Nobody knew back in those days what it'd be worth now, but shoot, I wish I had that car. And I don't know when he sold it, but I remember as a very, very, very young child seeing it. Maybe rode in it a couple of times, so he had it until the 50s.
Yep. Well, this, I think it's either the Model T or the Model A. I think it's the A is not, it's not bringing the money it used to, because there's still a lot of them out there. But anyway. I just pick up these things on the American Pickers, so they seem to know their stuff, and I enjoy watching that. But I love old cars. Even up to the 70s, I'd love to have a 70 Cutlass, but that probably never happened. But anyway, I guess it'd be one of my dream cars.
Well, Teresa's looking at cars now, making lists and going to see them when we can, just to know what we might get her at some point. And I told her your wife really liked that Highlander. Isn't that what she's got?
It's 2016 Highlander. It's a wheel drive, and it's really nice, I tell you. They say it's on the Avalon frame. I don't know how they claim that. I guess they mean the subframe, but it rides great going down the road. Yeah, it's a three. What do you call it? It's got the third row back seat, so it's got plenty of room. A lot of bells and whistles on it, so you can set the cruise and it'll keep you a safe distance from the car in front of you. You can even set that distance what you want it to be. It's really nice.
I'm gonna drive one soon, and we saw a 4Runner that parked beside us last night at Costco, and that's a much bigger vehicle than I remember it being. And I had in my mind it was kind of an off-road look, but this didn't look like that at all. It really interested her. In fact, It might be. She's been so low in that Mercedes, in the low to the ground, getting in it and out of it. She wants something higher, but this thing might even be like a truck to get in it. I believe it had truck tires on it. It was way off the ground to get in it, I mean.
Yes. My daughter had one, and she loved it. She was going to work one morning on 185, and that is a curve there. Right after you pass the Wild Horse Road exit, and there's a lot of water on the road, and she hydroplaned and lost it and hit the guardrail, and then she hit the wall, and she wound up totaling it, but it was a very nice vehicle. I love driving it.
Well, one thing I've told Teresa, she's going to have to get used to, if that's what she wants to go to, an SUV of the larger sort. She's used to getting in that Mercedes, and man, that thing, you stomp that thing and you're in the next county. And I mean, it's just real good for handling and getting around and speed. And when she climbs the mountains going up to Kentucky, it doesn't even know that grade is there at 26. Man, and she loves that. She gets ready to pass a car on a grade, bam. I said, you're not going to do that in some of these other huge vehicles. And if you do, it's going to cost you dearly in gas. So we're going to try to find something that's a compromise. She didn't want to drive a bus around, but, and, you know, we don't have small kids that need to pile in the back and all their stuff and all that kind of thing. She doesn't need anything that big. I just want her to get what she wants, you know. I'm not going to drive it much, so I'm trying to push her to that Model X Tesla, but maybe. We need to drive one. We've driven the Model 3, and she liked it, but it's too small. So I don't know what she's going to do. But I say let her pick what she's going to drive, and the reverse is true. I'm about to work, David. Enjoyed it. Hope you have a good breakfast. Think about me. Eat a big piece of bacon for me. W4NGU clear.
Nothing. Grease dripping off my elbows. Oh, me. I've got 7 miles to empty, and the map says I have 8 miles to Mr. Waffle. What do you think? They always put a little extra in here, a little fudge factor on the computer. Nah, I think I'll stop and get some gas. Anyway, 73 is KB4CBA, clear.
Yeah, you better be thinking more about gas than bacon. I had a Fusion one time, and it just wasn't accurate, man. When it said you got less than 50 miles, and then it would quit indicating how many miles you have, it would just say less than 50. You better start hunting a gas pump, or you'd be walking to one. Enjoy it, Dave. See you later.
KB4 CBA.